from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You know what that means? It's time for Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. Ray, brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers, 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury case personally. LGKG.com. Ray, the big story is the quarterbacks. Who's going to play?
Yeah, Joe, I do think we'll have a better idea after practice. They just got started out there stretching now. So, what they told us yesterday was we're going to have access to one quarterback after practice today for an interview. So my guess is if Russell Wilson's going to play, Russ will do the interview. And then if Russ cannot play, then they would give us Justin Fields. So I think it'll be pretty cut and dry, but I think people are going to have to wait till about 1 o'clock or so.
So there's no chance then that Russ could be limited, maybe neither available to the media, and he gets, you know, the old Ben treatment where if he's good to go Saturday or Sunday morning cleared, they'll wait for that. You don't think that would happen?
You know, that was brought to my attention yesterday by Connor Hayward because, you know, I was asking him questions about, you know, Justin Fields got a lot of reps with the starters in the summer, and that's a good thing. And then, you know, Connor said, hey, listen, you know, Russ has been around for 13 years. You know, if he can just get to Sunday morning, then maybe he can play. I still don't know if Mike Tomlin would do that just because Russ, he's only had exposure to Russ for about 6 months now. And with Russ not practicing a lot during the summer, I don't know if there's that comfort factor that you would have, you know, with Ben, that relationship that Ben had with Mike. So I'm not ruling it out, but I think it's more likely if Russ has some issues with that calf, and, you know, then the conversation would be had, and then he'd probably go with Justin Fields. But that's just my best guess without, you know, talking to Mike or any of the quarterbacks today.
Ray Fittipaldo, read his stuff at postgazette.com. He's on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Ray, it feels to me, this is just my take, is that I feel like I have a better idea of what I'm going to get from Russell Wilson, maybe more steadiness. But I also feel like with Justin Fields, you might have a higher ceiling, but also a lower floor. Like, I think it could be boom or bust with him. Do you share that opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I was watching the Ravens-Chiefs game last night, and, you know, the Ravens have him defended perfectly, and, you know, he rolls out of the pocket, they lose contain, and, you know, he flips a pass to Isaiah Likely for, like, a 40-yard touchdown. And, you know, those are the types of plays that Justin Fields is going to make. You know, Justin Fields is going to – he could run for over 100 yards like Lamar Jackson did last night, but – yeah, there's also a lot more risk, I think, when you would start Justin Fields. Probably not as careful with the football. You know, probably doesn't read the field as well as Russell Wilson does at this point in his career. So well, I've been saying all along, Joe, I think the Steelers would be fine if Russell Wilson couldn't play for whatever reason. I think Justin Fields is a good backup quarterback, but I do think you're right. I think there is a boomer bust factor there. You know, they can go out there and, you know, run for 100 yards and throw 3 touchdowns, or can go out there and throw 4 picks. I think there's not a lot of, gray area in between there if you had to start a guy like Justin.
My Spidey sense at least raises the possibility that this is subterfuge on the part of the Steelers, because you're looking at two very different players and you might be looking at two wildly different offenses that you have to prepare for. Have you at least thought that that could be the case here?
I don't think so. Russ is a guy who took every rep at OTAs and minicamp when he was healthy. He wants those reps, still developing chemistry with a young offensive line, still developing chemistry with his receivers. I don't think this is something that Mike Tomlin created, wanted to get it on the injury report. It could turn out, Joe, that, you know, the calf was just sore for a day and then Russ is good, but I don't think there was any, thoughts on the Steelers' part of trying to fool the Falcons in any way.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. How did the Russell Wilson injury happen? I don't think I'm clear on this. If it was with a blocking sled, was it in a group, a workout? Why was he involved with a blocking sled? What happened? Take me back to that day.
Okay, so the media is allowed to watch a lot of the run test or the conditioning test, excuse me, but I was not out there when Russ was pushing the sled. So it was either before or after our viewing opportunity way back on, that was report day. So, word is that he was pushing a heavy sled, which was part of the conditioning test. And, there was obviously a strain or, a small tear that occurred at that time. So other than that, I don't know if the other quarterbacks had to do it. I assume they did, but there's not a lot of information to this point on, the exact details on how that happened.
So can't you just tell, or shouldn't they be able to just tell by looking at Russell Wilson that he's in pretty good condition? Why would he have to undergo a conditioning test? That makes no sense to me.
Well, Joe, it's a new strength and conditioning staff. And, I think when new staffs come in, they're brought in because the front office, the coaching staff, wanted change. And, I think that was made clear. You know, they moved on from Marcel Pastore, who had been here for, I think almost 2 decades. They never spelled out the reasons why they didn't want Marcel back. But listen, there's been some soft tissue injuries, and, maybe they thought that, they could be healthier throughout the season with the new staff. So it's a bit ironic, if that is indeed the case, that their season might have been sabotaged on report day by making a quarterback push a heavy sled. But that's neither here nor there. I'm sure those guys feel bad about it, but there's nothing they can do now. They just got to move on, and Russ has to move on too. I mean, it's terrible for Russ. I mean, this guy's 36 years old, probably his last best chance to do something as a starter, and here he is, gets this injury, and it seems like it's going to affect him all season.
Did you sense that there were an inordinate amount of soft tissue injuries in this camp? Or if that was one of the reasons they moved on here, I mean, I'm off the top of my head here, I'm thinking Warren, I'm thinking Highsmith, I'm thinking a couple other guys. It doesn't look like it improved that much.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, I mean, there's always going to be soft tissue injuries. I mean, look, Cam Hayward last year had a core muscle injury. Sometimes you can't prevent those types. Sometimes it's just wear and tear, and that's the way it goes. But obviously it's probably a good question for Art Rooney at some point when Art meets with us again. Why was that change made? I don't recall if Art was asked that in January when he spoke to us. I don't even recall if that move was made before Art spoke with us in January, but that's obviously something in his domain, and probably a good question for him at some point.
Did the kicker and punter and Christian Kuntz have to go through the big conditioning test? Did they send them into blocking sleds? The whole thing just sounds ridiculous, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Whatever happened to like 10, 110-yard sprints? And
or even not that with your quarterback.
Yeah,
would
exactly.
They have, tell me this. If Ben were still playing, if it were Tom Brady, would 41-year-old Ben have been sent into the blocking sled? It's just ridiculous.
Well, if Ben was sent in, I think Ben would have said no. Brady's a different animal. Brady probably would have done it willingly. But there are definitely guys out there who would be like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to do my own routine.
Exactly.
And, you could have your heavy sleds.
I'm good would have been the line. Yes.
Yeah.
So if Fields plays, do we see a radically different offense than what we would have seen with Wilson? Like this, I can imagine, would also be maybe difficult on Arthur Smith and Tomlin. Would it be a different game plan in some respects?
Well, you can't rip up the entire game plan after, you spend an entire offseason and the first 3 days of the week working in one way. So there's a lot of things that will remain the same. But, the good thing is that, Art has a lot of packages in, for Justin Fields. We saw the read option, some in practices and in the preseason game. So, it's probably just be a matter, Joe, of them calling those types of plays more. So maybe they'll, key in on that a little bit more today and then tomorrow in the walkthrough. But, in terms of the passing game, they got to keep everything else pretty much the same because this happened so late in the week. Right? They can't just come up with a new game plan 2 days before they play the Falcons.
Yeah, I guess my mind strays to a lot more read option with Justin Fields, a lot more design quarterback run stuff. That's where I was headed with that idea.
Yeah, and listen, just plays breaking down and letting Justin know, hey, we got Kyle Allen as the backup. Go out there and do your thing. Do not limit yourself in any way. Go be yourself. Because, listen, if Justin Fields has to play for an extended period of time, you don't want him playing careful. You want him being the best version of himself, and that's putting himself in danger, whether it's with design runs or scrambles. That's what he does best, and they're going to have to take advantage of that if he's going to be their quarterback.
All right, let's suppose Justin Fields has a great game. Like I said, it's boom or bust, which means boom is possible.
Yeah.
Then what?
Yep.
He has to play week two, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, if he has a great game, yeah, absolutely. If Russ says, there's not a lot of tightness, then yeah, you gotta go with a hot hand at that point. I don't know what a great game would look like, but Joe, I agree with you. If Justin Fields, if they go out and win, and Justin Fields looks really good, they got to come back to him week two in Denver.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like Justin Fields' other great games, and he's also had an even amount of horrible games. It looks like they score 27 points, he throws for two touchdowns and runs for 90 yards, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be really, really interesting. Ray Fittipaldo on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, other injuries we should be concerned about. I guess one that comes to mind is Roman Wilson. Anybody else?
Yeah, I don't think Roman Wilson's going to play. I don't think he's even going to be active here early in the season, Joe. So, you'll get used to seeing Calvin Austin and Scotty Miller out there for a bit here. He's just missed too much practice time. The good news is Jaylen Warren looked like himself yesterday. They were taking it easy with him early in the week. I think he will play. And don't be surprised if Troy Fautanu dresses. I don't think they're going to start him, but as you know, they're very low on offensive linemen right now. Spencer Anderson has to start for Sayamalu. He has backup tackle capability, but you don't really want to move people around like that. So if Troy Fautanu is good to dress, he'll be the backup tackle, and they'll be good to go from a depth perspective on the offensive line.
Now, when you say Spencer Anderson has to play, McCormick's not a realistic option?
I mean, McCormick's a rookie, and I think if you ask people there, first-round pick, fourth-round pick, when he was healthy, Troy Fautanu was going to be a starter. So I think, you get your five best players on the field, even in terms of your backups. I think just, Troy's a little bit further ahead at this point than Mason McCormick.
All right, let's move to the other side of the ball. What does it look like if Atlanta's 3rd and 7, 3rd and 9 on the first series? Who do we have as your defensive backs? You have Minka, you have Joey Porter, you have Dante Jackson. Who else you got out there? Let's say you have 5 or 6.
Yeah, so Beanie Bishop would be out there. He's really their only slot corner. So You know, depending on the matchups, of course, you know, he would be out there. Deshaun Elliott would be out there. There's a chance Corey Trice would be out there as well. You know, Corey was limited in the week. He's coming off a groin injury in the preseason, but, you know, he looked pretty good out there yesterday too. So, you know, among those three, Elliott, Beanie Bishop, and Corey Trice, I think they'll try to piece it together there with, you know, some different sub packages.
All right, Ray, give me the Steelers' final record this season, where they finish in the division, whether they make the playoffs, if they finally win a playoff game after 7 years, and then we'll get to predictions for this weekend's game.
Okay, 9-8, sneak into the playoffs, and, I mean, it's a roll of the dice with getting a playoff when you're going to have to go on the road. I'll say no at this point.
And then where do they finish in the AFC North?
I think they'll finish second or third. You know, if you're 9-8, probably a good chance you're number three and you're the seventh seed, depending on the tiebreaker. So, yeah, second or third place.
Who do you have winning the division?
I got the Bengals winning it, and I got the Ravens also making the playoffs.
And then this weekend, let's assume, do you have the same prediction whether Wilson or Fields plays, or would you like to present two different predictions, Ray? I'll give you that leeway.
Yeah, I mean, I thought all offseason this was a very winnable game for the Steelers, Joe. But, you know, these injuries concern me, and it's not just the quarterback. I mean, the quarterback is a huge part of my thought process here. But, you know, the offensive line being banged up, say Amalu not playing, I think the Steelers go down here in the first week. And final score, I'll say 26-9. I think the offense is going to struggle a little bit because of those injuries.
Boris, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
You very well may.
Ray, let's go. This is very exciting. Did you give me a score for the weekend? I wasn't listening for a second there.
Who are you, Zeiss? 26-9.
26-9?
Yeah.
Wow, we're burying the lead here. Do you think the Steelers are not going to score a touchdown?
They might not. Might be three field goals. I think the offense is going to struggle. Young offensive line. Who knows what's going to happen with the quarterback situation? It might be a tough start for them.
Maybe a touchdown and a safety.
Could be. Yeah, that's always possible. Yeah. Maybe two safeties, three safeties, and a field goal. 2, 4, 6. No, that would be, 9.
Yeah.
All right, Ray, ready for free association?
I am ready.
Who gets more touches, Warren or Nodge?
Nodge.
Over under 0.5 touchdown catches, Freiermuth in this game.
Zero.
Yeah, because you picked 9 points. That was a stupid question. Broderick Jones lasts the whole game at right tackle.
Yes.
Everybody lasts the whole game, you know, health-wise aside, in their current position on the offensive line.
Yes.
Everybody's mad at Arthur Smith on Monday.
I think there'll be some built-in excuses, so it won't be a full Matt Canada situation. But, hey, it's Pittsburgh, so...
Cam Hayward gets over under 75% of the snaps at his position.
I'll go under.
TJ Watt, over under 1.5 sacks.
Under.
Minka, over under 0.5 interceptions. If he gets one, he'll have outdone last season's total.
He would. I'll say under.
Mike Tomlin, over under 0.5 successful challenges.
I'll throw him a bone. Over.
Thank you, Ray. I have no further questions. Boris, do you have a question for him?
Does the Pat Freiermuth extension get done before kickoff
on Sunday?
We forgot about that. I brought this up the other day. Cortez Allen signed like at 10 p.m. on a Saturday night, so they still got some time to get that done.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
There he goes, Ray Fittipaldo. You can follow him in the Post Gazette at postgazette.com. We want you back with us to talk more Pittsburgh sports. This can be a very stressful time of year. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC, and they are experts. Really good people. Really easy to get this done. You should do it. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. All right, Boris. We have Nick Costas.
All right, where did Boris come from? I was going to ask at some point. Remember Boris Diaw?
Yeah, I love Boris
Diaw.
Played
for the Spurs.
Yeah.
He was good. One of those grit and grind type of players.
And the Suns. He was really good. Very gritty. Sean Marion was really good for the Suns.
You know anyone else named Boris? I feel like there's a Boris we're missing.
There was Boris Yeltsin. There was Boris.
Was there a Boris the Beaver?
Karloff. I never heard of Boris the Beaver. And the one I'm referring to that I got the inspiration for this was, I was thinking of your last name is Bechtold. So I changed Bechtold to Becker and got Boris Becker. So I think this one might stick.
I don't see the correlation there at all.
The Beck. It's the Beck. Boris Beck told Boris Beck.
Who?
Boris. Have you heard of Boris Becker?
No. I don't know.
Wow. Well, maybe you're too old. Maybe you don't like tennis. I mean, maybe you're too young.
Oh,
maybe
tennis? You don't like tennis?
Yeah. He's a famous tennis player.
I'm going to use my first Paul pause. Come to think of it, I think I have heard of Boris Becker.
It's okay.
But just
if
like
you have
in
it.
Passing.
No. Now this has turned into the type of thing where if you ask me if I saw a certain movie, I hedge it and say, yeah, I think I saw that movie. Just because I'm afraid to say, no, I didn't. And it's not diminishing you at all.
You're not in my brain. You don't know.
It's not
You're
diminishing.
Not reading my mind.
I'm trying to.
Are you
to.
A mind reader? You think psychics are real?
Yes. And I'm not diminishing you the least bit. You're not diminished in the least by not knowing who Boris Becker is.
I don't think psychics are real. Like, you think somebody can genuinely read your mind? By just like
do
feeling
psychics
your palm?
Read your mind or read your future?
I think it's the future.
Yeah. And I also think
this isn't a mind reader.
What's the person who tells you what your long lost relatives are doing and thinking? Is that a psychic or a what do you call that person?
You're not talking about those people with like the Ouija boards and everything, are you?
I don't know who I'm talking about. It's people that if you go see them, they say, yes, your aunt, in my case, Aunt Viv is looking down on you. She's wondering what you're doing. I think there might be some truth to these people.
One thing that I've realized.
Yes.
Is that sometimes when we were here doing the show and we're in front of the microphone, some things that we know, like in a conversation, like if we're talking on the back porch, it just completely slips our mind when we're in the middle of the show and we completely forget like half of reality.
That's true.
Isn't it?
Like, yeah. That's
shouldn't
possible.
We be able to just automatically name whatever the hell we're talking about with the psychic or the mind readers or whatever.
What is the person who talks to the dead? That's what, who? What's their name? What's their occupation? Seance. Who runs the seance? Is that a seance? Who is it? Is it a palm reader?
Might be a palm reader.
Yeah.
A median?
Median. There you go.
Yeah, thanks
it's a median. They're a conduit between you and, let's say, your late relatives. That's a median. Yeah. So I saved my pawpaws. I was about to use, in fact, I was signaling to the ref and they didn't give me one.
Boris from Hey Arnold is what I think I was thinking of.
That's a great show. Hot dog, I did that too. I love that show. Used to watch that with my stepson. It was low key better than other shows like even SpongeBob.
Boris Badenoff?
Never heard of him.
Now everybody's saying a medium. Thank you to the texters. Yeah. I love when the texters respond when we have questions. Because again, we sound pretty stupid. Then the texters save us.
Most of them are very nice people, except this jackass who calls himself angry somebody who said, don't play the prank calls to Bob anymore. I don't think they're
that's still
I don't
my
think
favorite.
They're funny. The one, did I stutter? You. I want you to play that one more from Jackass Tony, because I think that's very appropriate at times, especially when I can't think of what I'm saying.
Did I stutter?
Which is often. Don't you just want to punch him when you hear that?
Did I stutter?
That's what happened early in that phone call. I was willing to entertain Jackass Tony's phone call.
He's called in before, or he's also texted in.
I forget what the topic was. Was it Mason Rudolph? I honestly don't remember what the topic was, but I went back to Tony. I said, let me make sure that I hear you right, and he said that. And then it went south in a hurry.
Did I stutter?
That incited me, and we had a very ugly incident on the air. That too. That was scary for
You've
us.
Really yeah. riled up the masses over the last week or so.
I have a talent for making, well, in Paul's case, this doesn't apply.
That was this week.
For people who normally never get angry, I get them angry. Jerry DePaula once, I got really angry. Him too, although he got angry sometimes anyway. He didn't need my help.
People,
and you. I've gotten you angry.
You have gotten me angry, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I've gotten you angry a couple of times.
Yeah. And I'm sorry for anything that I've done to hurt you.
I apologize as well.
You didn't say you
were
sorry.
So we air out our grievances.
Okay.
I did say sorry. I accept your apology.
Thank you.
Do you accept mine?
No. Maybe we need a median.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Joe, we've been corrected. It's a medium, not a median, who is the one that talks to dead people.
I know.
The medium.
I'm going to be...
You didn't want to hurt my feelings, did you?
No, I actually said median. And as somebody said, hey, Joe, it's a medium, not a median. The median... is the area between the lanes of the highway.
That is true.
I did know that. I'm not trying to cover up, as I accused you of doing with Boris Becker.
Small, medium, and large.
Yeah.
There it is.
But I was flummoxed there for a moment. And I apologize. I'm very excited about Nick Costas on the games this weekend, coming up in just a couple minutes. But speaking of that, outside of the Steeler game, if I had two tickets to go to any one of these football games this weekend, now we'll skip the one tonight, although that's probably the next best game. Green Bay Philly is an unbelievable matchup.
The players' wives weren't even allowed to go to that game.
Why? What happened?
Or at least they're...
What do you mean?
The wives are tweeting off of their accounts, like, in for the players, on the players' accounts, because I guess Twitter is banned in Brazil. So the players can't put anything out on, like, social media.
Oh. Well, I didn't know any of that. I was just skipping it because it's coming up tonight.
See, maybe they're not
Brazil.
Banned from going, but they can't tweet is probably the proper description of that.
What's the best matchup of the weekend outside of our very own Steelers-Atlanta? Which one, if I had a couple tickets, would you actually want to go to City Limits?
Last night's would have probably been one of them.
But that already happened.
That's correct. The other matchup would be... Right, Jets 49ers.
Me too.
The return of Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Back in his home state, his home area, the Bay Area, against the Niners and all the tumult, if that's a word, that they've had this offseason. They're a great team. That's the best roster in football. There's no question that the 49ers have the best roster in the NFL. Is that even an arguable point?
I don't think so, but you're already crowning the Chiefs the champions.
Well,
even
yeah,
they don't have the best roster.
Yeah, and
close.
The 49ers can't finish the deal. And the 49ers don't have Patrick Mahomes, but they do have the most talent.
Rams and Lions is the other game that I would consider going to. And that's a Sunday night game.
The other one that I'm very in, there's a lot I'm intrigued by is Dallas at Cleveland. You talk about two cities, two organizations that are going to be under immense fire if they don't get things started well and if they don't get something done this season. It's time. Deshaun Watson, it's time. He's cost them draft picks left and right, the ability to sign players. And he's been horrible. He's been their third best quarterback since he signed that ridiculous contract. Brissett and Joe Flacco were both have been better than him.
Here's the correction. It's Diana Rossini reporting. It's the wives of Philly beat writers. Thank you to the Texters for that. But yes, it is near impossible,
I think,
we've seen.
Yeah, there's something intriguing in every single game. Arizona, Buffalo, I want to see Marvin Harrison, don't you? I want to see Kyler Murray healthy with a new situation there. Tennessee, Chicago, obviously Caleb Williams, Joe Burrow, maybe Drake May if he plays for New England. Houston, Indy's a great matchup. Jacksonville, I have them winning at Miami. I think Trevor Lawrence could become an MVP candidate. Of course, I said that last year. I think Bryce Young's going to be good. I think Deontay Johnson's going to catch 100 balls with him. Carolina at New Orleans. Minnesota at the Giants is a clunker. I'm not interested in anything. Are you?
My guy Sam Darnold's playing quarterback in that game. So, yes, I'm interested.
Vegas at the Chargers. You got the Harbaugh effect. You got Seattle and Denver. Bo Nix. Washington at Tampa. You have a really good quarterback matchup there. Very intriguing. So almost every game except Minnesota and New York, I am pretty interested in. That's the worst game, right?
Which one?
Minnesota against the Giants.
Yeah, it is. Because Daniel Jones in that Giants offense is just an eyesore.
Maybe it's actually interesting because it's so bad. I think Brian Daboll is going to be the first coach fired. Let's talk lines. Let's talk betting. Let's talk this weekend in the NFL with the one and only Nick Costos. He's next. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Is it Costas or Costos?
Costos.
Costos?
Yeah.
Can you check that with him?
I can.
And then check.
Heard him said it a lot.
Now you're shaming me in front of the whole class.
No, I'm just trying to confirm that I've heard Nick Costos call himself Costos during commercials that we have.
Then I'm going to call him Costas after Bob Costas. And then I would like you to ask him his affiliation and how he wants to do this, City Limits. Does he want to roll through all the games? Should we pick five? We probably should already have an answer for it. And the fact that we don't is your fault.
Okay.
I apologize. It's my fault.
It's no one's fault.
It's no one's fault. But we should do
but
that.
But it's yours.
We should. I want to go through every game myself. I think, how long is he with us?
For about 15 minutes.
15 minutes. How many games are there? 13, 12? Have him do a game. We'll put him on a clock. Ask him if he'll be open to that. Put him on a clock. 1 minute each game. The guy talks unbelievably fast and fun. We'll do that. I'll talk to him. Get him on the line. I'll talk to him and see what he wants to do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.